Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Welcome back, ESPN 97.5. John and Lance, along with Dell, at 713-780-3776. Let's get into this Andre Johnson thing. Andre Johnson on Arian Foster's podcast. This isn't good for the organization. It's not good for anybody involved. Andre is the best player that's ever played for the Houston Texans, and he has issues with Bob McNair. This whole, I can certainly see Dwayne Brown. He had an axe to grind. You know, Arian Foster has always been, has walked a different walk, the beat of a different drum, whatever the hell that saying is. Andre Johnson, this is a little bit, I would imagine, a little bit, this one's painful for the organization to know that Andre Johnson would have this kind of an attitude towards Bob and Cal McNair. Here he is on Arian Foster's podcast.
I wouldn't say it surprised me, but I just didn't like it. To know that you did so much, for a franchise, and then have him come out and say something like that. But, where was it? You can't let the prisoners run the
the inmates run the
inmates run the prison. At the end of the day, you don't make the money if we don't run it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So if you take some people off the street and put them in there, nobody's coming to watch that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it was real touchy with me. I even thought about not doing the ring ceremony.
Really?
Yeah.
That's part of the reason why I didn't go, man. It wasn't because I didn't want to respect you. You know how I feel about you, but I couldn't because I saw how they did this whole big old thing, and I planned on going. And the day of, I was like, I can't look at this dude in the face because I'm not gonna shake his hand. Right. I didn't want to shake his hand, and I wasn't going to pretend like I wanted to shake his hand.
Right.
And that's why I remember you asked me, do I want to retire at Texan? I'm like, I don't care to.
Right.
And granted, I didn't have the career that you had, but I just don't care to.
I think that's a little bit more damning and probably hits a lot closer. That's in the strike zone for the Astros ownership. As a matter of, you have to wonder. That's one guy that's forever going to be up in that building.
Yep,
and he feels that way about the ownership, thinking about not going to his own ceremony. That's difficult because Andre has been forever about as classy, as perfect an athlete here. We saw him. He had some issues with the money thing with the organization. I don't know if that plays into it at all. I don't know.
It's just business. Well, I mean, that's just the way it goes. Andre Johnson this just tells you that they've had issues. And it wasn't just that, because we know that early in the podcast, he talks about another story having to do with Bob McNair. But how many of these players feel that way, have felt that way for a few years? And certainly it's probably gotten worse here over the last 2 years, definitely the last year. That's why there's just, I don't see any way that Bob McNair can continue to run this team on a day-to-day basis. I just don't see how it's possible.
Is there a bigger chasm between young NFL player and old white, rich NFL owner?
Well, I don't even know. I don't even know if it's, there is a big chasm between owner and player right now. And it's NFL based. It's not basketball. Have you ever noticed that?
Well, they seem a lot more.
How often do you hear issues with basketball owners and players?
None. But I think
it has to do with NFL ownership is more cognizant of any potential declines in any revenue because they have 8 home games. And they have 16 total televised games. And I think they are very hyper aware right now because they have been riding high. NBA has done this. I mean, NBA owners, they've seen some ups and downs. Football's only seen this for about 2 decades now. Steady climb. It's like, man, we're never there. There's nothing that can stop us. They have to feel unstoppable. And this is the first time with CTE, with the protest, with television ratings, where they realize maybe we're not absolutely untouchable. Maybe our product, maybe we could be potentially, you know, there is potential for us to decline in some way, shape, or form. I think they're faced with their own, you know, in a way, their own mortality as a league, where they realize maybe we're not untouchable like we thought, because they had to think they were untouchable.
Well, yeah. Now, with that said, they did have Donald Sterling in the NBA. So, I mean, you know, while, you know, I think NBA owner is, first of all, the proximity to the court, probably the proximity to the players. You get to know them better because they're up close and personal with them. There's so many fewer. It's 85% African-American or whatever the number is. So, I mean, I think you have to be probably more publicly aware, and you understand, you know, the athlete. Probably you get to know them better and understand their plight better than NFL owner does. Let's not forget the NFL's a league that just is early as just as short ago as the 80s, they were asking, how long have you been a black quarterback? So, I mean, you know, that was an issue in the NFL to have a black quarterback. Warren Moon had to go to the Canadian Football League. I mean, so that's, I mean, this is, I can certainly understand where, you know, an NBA owner would be, more woke. Is he more
I'd
woke?
I'd ask
now?
That you not say that. It's uncomfortable when you say
You don't want me to say more woke?
No, I'd ask that you not.
He's woker? Is that the correct?
No, nothing. I don't need any verbiage of woke. I don't need you making a noun, an adverb. I just don't need it from you.
He's lit?
No,
that's something altogether different.
No.
I will say the Donald Sterling thing, he was a slumlord for quite a while.
Was known.
But when it became public, his comments, even though his comments were private, then they became public. He was out with what in 2 weeks, maybe.
Right. Yeah.
If Bob McNair was an NBA owner, he would be done already. NBA would have moved to push him out already.
I agree. Bob McNair would in the NBA. Bob McNair would be done because you're not relying on 53. You're relying on about 7.
Again, I don't believe. First of all. Yeah, I agree, and I remember the protests that the Clippers had that they didn't want to play for Donald Sterling anymore. I could see, like I said, with Bob McNair's last comments, dude, shut up. You're not going to get any African-American players to come here. They're not going to want to play for you. Stop. Stop talking. You got to stop this because you're killing your organization. Jerome's right. You're trying to be a separatist. You're trying to not bring any African-American players here.
I don't know if Bob McNair's a separatist. But he's got separatist tendencies if he keeps talking.
If he keeps talking. So let's stop talking.
Sometimes you just got to know when to shut up.
Yeah.
And keep your private business private.
But the PR firm told him to do that.
Yeah, but keep your private business. No, he told them he wanted to.
And they agreed. As opposed to being a PR firm and telling them, no, Bob, that's a horrible idea.
Yeah, you need crisis control. Yeah, but what do you need a PR firm to tell you it's a bad idea to be quiet?
Yeah, that's what PR firms are supposed to do. That's a good idea. That's a bad idea.
You can't figure that.
He's old and rich and white. Of course he does.
You don't figure out what's smart and not smart right now.
He said it in the first place.
This is basic.
He didn't even want to apologize. Of course he didn't know not to say what he said.
What was the second? Okay, play the other one about Bob and Cal coming out while the players were out there drinking some beer and eating barbecue out in the parking lot.
You know, I don't know if you know, we had a barbecue in the parking lot after Obama won.
Oh, did y'all?
Bro. So with Obama won, Travis, of course, it was Travis and Dante. I think it was their idea, Dante Robinson.
Okay.
So, bro, we get Sean and Khalil.
All right.
We get all the food. And
all right.
We had beer, everything.
All right,
And, you know, he doesn't really care for, you know, guys drinking.
Yeah.
Bob. So, man, we went and we had a cookout in the parking lot. So, Red bit at Young Jeezy, My President Is Black.
Yeah.
He had it on repeat.
Oh, man.
Bro, he had it black. You know, he had a, like, sound system in his truck.
Open the doors. Bro.
So we were playing this, like, the whole, like, just on repeat the whole time.
Yeah.
Bro, him and Kyle walks out the stadium.
All right.
So, you know, they put us in the staff parking lot sometimes, you know, when they were working on the stadium. Right. So we're in a staff parking lot, so they have to walk by us to get to that car. Bro, it was the funniest. They hit, when they walked through the gate, they just ran into each other.
Oh,
him,
man.
And, him and Kyle. Yeah. But you could definitely tell they was uncomfortable.
Well, I would imagine. Especially after the meeting that he had with them. Oh, maybe you guys are happy. And then y'all are out in the parking lot. You know, My President Is Black.
I can't believe we continue to have to keep talking about Bob McNair. And that's on Bob McNair. We're not talking about anything draft related. We're not talking about free agent signings. We're not talking about.
Well, they're not in this draft.
Hey, we won. No, they have picks.
No.
They're in the draft.
They're in the draft?
Yeah, they're in the draft. You just didn't think the Texans were in the draft. They have three thirds.
Late Saturday night? Oh, good.
Everyone's thrilled with that.
And when people always ask me, Lance, who do you think the Texans could target? I'm like, I don't know. Let me see what the first 70 off the board are.
There could
are
be
first.
70 guys gone before they get a shot.
I don't know who they're going to target. Once the first 64 are off the board, I'll let you know who I think they're going to look at. Well, after the first round of the draft, they make me do, right after I'm done with the TV, I got to do a second and third round mock. This takes 4 hours, minimum 4 hours. So I don't go to bed until like 3 o'clock, 3 a.m. Central Time and 3:30 Central Time. And so I have to do a third rounder for the Texans. So I will have a third rounder figured out for them with the NFL.com mock if you want to check it out. It should post somewhere around 4 in the morning.
All right.
5 in the morning.
I know Ken McDougal will be waiting for it.
Mm-hmm.
He, by the way, he said, don't worry, Lance, that's fine because my wife muted me too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, it's not nothing offensive. It's not personal with him either. His own wife muted him.
Yeah, I just
that's how annoying he is.
I can't listen to nonstop complaint. Now, and it will only get worse if they continue to slump.
Yeah.
If the Astros, early part of their lineup, if the top two guys hit 186 and 188 or 188 and 186, if they keep doing that, then there's going to be a lot of problems.
Oh,
they're not going to keep hitting. They're not going to keep playing 750 ball. I can tell you that.
No. They can't possibly. You know,
fade it for a month, but that's.
You can fade Keuchel every fifth day, okay, and still not hit.
Actually, you're fading this hitting for 2 weeks. You're not really. Right. You haven't really been fading it for a whole month even yet. So we'll see how that ends up. I can tell you this: you can fade taking a bad beat at Prime Social because you're going to get there. You know, there's sometimes where you get beat and there's sometimes when you get there. But when you're playing poker, that's one of the things. You have the highs and lows. But if you're smart, the lows will be lesser than the highs and you're going to end up making money. And that's the fun for me in competing. I love competing when you go play poker, whether it's in a tournament like the tournaments they have every day at noon or on Sundays at 2 o'clock, or if you're in a cash game and they have no limit hold'em games. They have pot limit Omaha. They have fixed limit games. You can go to Prime Social and take advantage of it and really enjoy yourself. $5,000 guaranteed tournaments every single day. If a lot of guys happen to show up, the pot goes up. It's a percentage of the pot, but it's guaranteed to be $5,000 worth of payouts coming. And if you get to the final table, they usually do a chop to where you're going to get paid. So get in there, enjoy yourself. They've got 29 televisions, so don't worry. You'll get to watch your favorite sporting events. They're going to have the baseball game, the basketball game, the playoffs on. Whatever it is you're watching, they'll have it on TV there while you're playing games with great food and beverages. Go to PrimeSocialTX.com. That's PrimeSocialTX.com. Or just stop on by and come see me on any given night. It's 7801 Westheimer.
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
I'm playing this song for a reason. This is a Nerd Lap Dance. It's in honor of Tristan Thompson and his dalliance with the woman not named Khloe Kardashian.
She's a stripper?
No, she's an Instagram model.
You're playing lap dance.
They were in a strip club.
They were in a strip club.
Oh, I got you.
You think that's real?
What do you mean that, by that?
Well, yeah, what is that, John?
That big thing that's following her around.
By the way, we've got someone in here.
Things following her around.
We've got someone in here shadowing John to learn the business.
Oh, this is the worst idea.
Connor shadowing John. Yeah, Connor plays basketball at Rice.
This is not a good shadow.
Yeah. No, well,
it's not a good shadow situation.
This is what
for
we
him.
Do, okay? This is not on me. Dell comes in. Well, the internet's on fire.
No, what I said was, Lance, where were you when you found out?
I'd never forget. I was actually sitting on my couch watching the Astros and Twitter. I was just looking through Twitter because I'd put the thick Saquon Barkley, Shady McCoy thing out there, and that was getting a little interesting. And then all of a sudden, I saw that show up on my timeline. I'm like, "What's this? This isn't real.
That's not real. That can't be real.
No,
What's real is
neither is Kim Kardashian.
Neither is Khloe. No. Tristan Thompson is alleged to have been seen with a woman. Actually, he's seen with a woman, but they're alleging that he is cheating with this woman on his pregnant girlfriend / fiance. I don't even know the status.
Khloe,
yeah.
Didn't see that coming.
No, surprising, right?
All those Kardashian relationships work out perfectly.
Kanye, that thing's still going.
I know. Is that not the biggest shock ever?
What are they on? Kid 3 and still together?
Well, I think they're just both so weird that they... I don't know. Maybe they relate. I don't know. Whatever the case may be. But that hit the over already.
Oh, yeah.
That way hit the over.
Hit the over.
Tristan Thompson and Khloe. Actually, that probably hit the over, too. I thought 2 weeks. Because that's how long all the basketball players last with the Kardashians.
Would you have assumed pregnancy? Would you have put that on the table? Well, 2 weeks is enough time, clearly. But.
Yeah. I mean, honestly. And I didn't see, I didn't think, I thought for sure he'd be faithful.
I mean, I did not see professional athletes stepping out as something that might happen. Yeah.
Right.
I thought everything would be, I really did think long, long marriage, Kardashian and anybody. That's what I thought.
Yes. No.
I guess that one middle one has been.
Well, she's not. I don't think they ever got married to begin with.
Maybe that's it. Yeah.
But she's not with him anymore either.
Oh, well. That is.
Kim's got the longest one going.
How about that? Of all
Kim
of
and
them.
Kanye's the longest marriage out of the
ever.
Kardashians.
Yeah, the other two.
I thought John had a strict no Kardashian discussion policy.
Well, on this is.
Because
strippers.
He can look at Lanny
and
Blair.
Instagram models
that's
and strippers.
What it is. It's Lanny Blair.
Well, Lanny Blair. I mean, that thing.
Or Lanny. Wow. I don't know how to say her name.
Whatever. Whatever. I mean, that. Whew, holy crap. That's got to be. If you're with a Kardashian and that walks by, you got to go. I'm familiar with that. I'm familiar with her work. Right there.
With her work.
Instagram famous. It started with Paris Hilton, I think, is the very beginning of. I mean, you had like Kato Kaelin, but LA's had the. So LA's got its own little thing where they have, we got to think of that for sports. You had Kato Kaelin in the mid 80s with OJ became kind of famous.
It was Paris. Mid 90s.
90s. 94.
No, I'm sorry. Did I say mid 80s?
Yeah.
Yeah, I meant mid 90s. Although he was famous in their circles, kind of infamous a little earlier. You had Paris Hilton late 90s, early 2000s. Yeah. And then you had the Kardashians taking off, right? Well, actually, Paris Hilton was early 2000s. And then Kardashians took off. Who was famous for no reason in sports? I can't really say. I'm not gonna include batting stance guy or the guy who can do the perfect imitations of the basketball shots and the way that their movements. That guy, you know who I'm talking about, who does that stuff on a lot, 9-foot goals or whatever. Who's an example of somebody who's kind of like being Instagram famous in sports?
Jeremy Lin?
No, he had a 20-game run in New York.
20-game run.
But you actually have to do something. Like, you don't have to do anything to be a Kardashian. You don't have to do anything to get famous.
Oh, yeah.
Jeremy Lin was player of the month 1 month. And that was
one month.
I mean, it was a wrap after that.
1 month, but because he was
but can you think
Asian,
of any-
I mean, that really boosted it, and New York, well, yeah, and all of those things. Went,
but I don't even, I mean, the Asian thing may have helped, but
how many guys how many guys were player of the month 1 month, but Jeremy had.
See, that's it. Forget that he was Asian. That took it to another level with some of his fan base, but a lot of his fans. The Linbreds that I call his fans, a lot of them weren't even Asian. It was irrelevant.
No, I know.
It was the fact that he went from literally nobody at the end of the roster, cut by the rock, like literally nobody, to this incredible run. Yeah, but, it was like me or you having some kind of great run.
Right, I know, but it was 1 month, and he became a sensation for 1 month.
Yeah.
So
he wasn't really, if truth be told, wasn't really very charismatic.
Who? How about Johnny Manziel? He's a Kardashian.
I mean, Heisman Trophy winner.
Right, and flame out.
Yeah, not the first flame out. I'm trying to think of somebody who's an ancillary piece of sports. They're around sports.
LeVar Ball?
LeVar Ball.
Well, no, yeah, he is a Kardashian.
LeVar Ball's easy.
No,
yeah,
he is
you're
a Kardashian.
Right.
He's done
Ball.
Absolutely nothing.
Okay, LeVar, other than LeVar Ball. You
no,
have
but we've
anybody?
Been calling him. He's been.
Wow. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. LeVar Ball is. But no, but that is the one.
Yeah.
But there's got to be others. Is there, like, I can't even say Skip Bayless. I guess you could, but he is on a program.
Wasn't he a legitimate sports writer at one
He's been
point?
A writer since the early 80s.
Not Troy even, Aikman might disagree.
Dallas.
Well, when he, but that, even yeah, before
he,
the Troy
He wrote for
stuff.
The Dallas. Either morning news. He wrote for a Dallas newspaper. Yeah, since the early 80s. So, yeah, he's been around for a long time. LeVar Ball is as close as that. It's not as close as that's a perfect one, LeVar. Are there no others for sports? Like, you got to actually do
you
stuff.
You have to do something to get famous.
To get famous,
sports, really.
Now, you have more famous than you should be, like Jeremy Lin. There's that. There's those guys. I don't know that we've ever had. Does Valbuena count with his bat flip? Getting kind of famous?
No.
The bat flip?
No, don't say that.
The bat flip was lit.
Oh, this is a good one. Danica.
Yeah. Yeah, that's actually, that is a
she
good
did
one.
Win that race in Japan, but it was.
What? She wasn't
strictly. Bunch of Asian drivers.
I don't think that was strictly the case, John.
This is bad for the shadow.
Yeah, you're not giving a great impression.
This is really, but I like that he's just
Connor's
he's staying real.
Stuff.
He's staying real.
He's not faking it.
He's not.
Come on.
He's not.
I could have won. I could have won that race.
No.
No. Okay. You could. No. You couldn't.
No. You couldn't.
Okay.
No.
Evil Knievel.
If I have to go by genetics and what you've passed on to your daughter, there's no way you're winning that race.
You don't think Frankie could have crashed her way into the lead?
That's
no.
not how it works.
No. You
no.
don't crash your way to win.
Oh, Marlins man.
Yep.
Marlins
That's
man.
Another good one. Yep.
That's a good one. Anna Kournikova.
That's a great one. But yeah. Yes, she never really did anything. She was more Paris Hilton.
Everybody's saying Anna. Yeah, she's Paris Hilton. You're
Marlins
right.
Marlins man is a good one. Jim Goldstein, I don't know that he does it on purpose, but he's the one that looks like the Warlock. The sets at basketball games with the hat and the stringy
oh,
hair.
Yes.
You know him.
He's scary.
He's at every big
Maverick
game.
Carter.
Yeah, but he's an agent.
Oh, Miko Grimes.
Yep.
Yeah.
Miko Grimes.
Yep.
Look at Twitter doing a good job today.
Maverick Carter.
See, Maverick, blah, blah, blah. I was thinking about Maverick.
Brian Scalabrine?
He played on a team that made an Elite Eight.
Yeah, but he is bigger.
Because how he looks.
He's Michael Rapaport of basketball.
Yeah, but
he's never really done anything.
Well, he got drafted in the NBA and was like a starter on an Elite Eight team.
Ugath Urbina. No, not Ugath Urbina. Okay, that's more like the Menendez brothers.
Yeah, he chopped the guy up with a machete.
That's not
famous.
That's not why you
IG
want to be
model.
Famous.
That's murderer.
Yeah.
That's not IG model. What are you talking about?
Ugath Menendez. Kimbo Slice?
Hey.
Kimbo is a good one. Because Kimbo got famous off of YouTube videos.
I can't agree with that. When a man...
That's because he's a Florida guy.
No, because when a man becomes famous because he was a bodyguard in Reality King videos, I got to give him all
the
credit.
That's not why he became... He became famous for street fight videos.
He became... He's what... Maybe.
Not because he was a Reality King's bodyguard. Aren't you a Reality King's bodyguard?
Hey.
Kimbo was street fight
I
famous.
Don't know. He was the guy always helping those girls out of limo for the inthevip.com.
You know how he got in that?
Yeah, because he was street fighting.
And actually, I think it was the Reality King guys who are also filming the street fight stuff now.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I think it was the same guys. But But Kimbo Slice, actually, even though he was beating people up, I think that does count. Kimbo Slice would count also.
Maybe.
Because he's YouTube famous.
Yep. All right. We got to take one here. 713-780-3776.
The guy who beat Kimbo Slice, by the way, because he outlasted him, is like a 40-minute fight. It was actually a police officer. They had an underground fight. And at last, they were so tired that Kimbo, they both just ran out of gas.
Yeah,
and one guy could stand up. Was, Sean something, his name was.
One of the worst fights ever.
Well, he got a UFC contract and got destroyed by a guy who was like a low-level UFC
fighter. 2 minutes in, they were both exhausted.
No longer than that. That
two
video
and a half.
Was like 24 minutes
two
long.
And a half. All right, I got to talk. So let's stop talking about that. Let's talk about golf, where people are really important.
Speaking of doing nothing and getting famous.
Edwin Watts?
Not Edwin Watts.
And how about this? It's customer appreciation sale this Friday and Saturday. This is their best sale of the year. First 50 customers each day score a free two-ball sleeve of golf balls. Their biggest sale, aggressive savings, specials in all departments. Pick up three merchants of golf tour gloves for $18. They have golf shoes starting at $69.99. Titleist SM6 wedges for just $119.99. And they'll have select apparel up to 50% off. Score deals on Precept, E6, Srixon, Tri-Speed Tour, and Nike Resin golf balls. 2 days only. Don't miss the customer appreciation sale happening this Friday and Saturday. Buy with confidence knowing that every purchase at Edwin Watts Golf Shops backed by a 90-day, 100% satisfaction guarantee. So you got 90 days. You're hitting that club, and about 80 days in, you're like, no, I don't want it anymore. You can bring it back. 100% guarantee. Visit Edwin Watts in Houston, located at 5395 Westheimer. That's Yorktown and Westheimer, right here in the Galleria. Edwin Watts Golf Shop, celebrating 50 years of serving golfers around the country this Friday and Saturday. Their biggest sale of the year at Edwin Watts.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5, 836. Connor from Rice is hanging out with us in studio. What's your last name, Connor? Kastroff? Cashaw. Connor Cashaw, who's from Rice, plays basketball there. And Art, Childish Altuve, says, ask that Rice snob kid, Connor, what his favorite Mexican restaurant is. If he says Papacito's or El Tiempo or Casa Ole, kick him in the nuts. That's not what
that
we don't
do
that.
Anything?
What's your favorite, Connor?
Escalante's.
He's from Chicago. He kind of talks like Dell. And looks like Dell, kind of.
He's taller. He doesn't
He's
look
taller.
Like me. He doesn't look anything like
well,
me.
Well, but I'm just trying to give
racist.
Childish Altuve an idea.
No,
okay?
He's a basketball player. Dell is not a basketball player.
No. Right.
Well, but to see, that's still confusing. At Rice, there's a lot of white basketball players. You know, so
I don't know where you're going with this.
I think Childish Altuve
has a good idea of Connor.
When
he thinks Connor is, when he
heard Connor and Rice
kids get that put
on. He thought he was like Carrington.
Carrington or whatever?
Quinn
Carrington.
Yeah, Quinn Carrington. Rice kids get put on Snooty. That is what it is.
And put
That's
on white.
It's like if you go to Harvard.
Not just Snooty, white as well.
Yeah.
Connor, according to the Rice Owls.com, was named the Conference USA In Touch Credit Union to the Conference USA In Touch Credit Union All Academic Team.
All Academic Team, Connor. Well, nicely done,
Connor.
Snooty
and academic.
He's one of the smart kids.
One of the smart kids. That's he right. goes to Rice. What do you expect?
Well, that's right. He should be smart. And he said Escalante, so we're not kicking him in the nuts.
Willis Wilson once told me when Willis was coaching, he said, everyone assumes that Rice is going to be just like Stanford. Like, we should be just like Stanford. He goes, Stanford has some more lax. He goes, trust me when I tell you that they're a little more lax. Then he goes, our standards across the board, he said, especially for basketball, are very high academically. Yeah. You have got to be able to put in work if you're going to play basketball at Rice. He said, we don't get any. He goes, and trust me, I wish we did make it easier for to get guys into school. He said, but we don't. And so when you have a kid go to Rice and play basketball, he said, I'm not speaking for the football program, but I can tell you for basketball, you better be able to handle yourself in the classroom.
Right. I'm on the Rice. I'm still on RiceHouse.com looking at Connor's numbers. Well, just over 15 and a half points per game or so.
Really?
I would say
15 and a half per game, Connor?
Yeah. He got more minutes this year, so the points went up. Connor, would you consider yourself a volume shooter?
Volume shooter, Connor?
You might as well put him on the mic. Just come up on the mic.
Come here, Connor.
We're
get up here.
We're talking this man off mic for like having a whole segment.
Okay, Connor. Let's break this down. Let's look up his numbers, Del.
Right now.
Well, he can't hear you, so that's a problem.
Well,
yeah, he can.
Okay, you got him. Okay.
Looking him up right now, and his points per game jumped from 8 last year to 15.5 this year. Minutes went up just under 7 minutes more per game. Now, I ask him if he's a volume shooter because the minutes went up, the shooting percentages went down, and the points went up.
Hmm.
So would you consider yourself a guy who needs to get shots up?
He wants his shots like everybody.
I mean, obviously the shots are great, but I wouldn't consider myself a volume shooter because, you know, we lost, you know, 7 guys at transfers last year because of Coach left, Coach Rose.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so with Coach Perry, I got a bigger role. And, you know, obviously the chemistry wasn't there because we lost so many guys. So, obviously, to take more shots and a lot of bad shots, too.
Scott Pera got his first chance to be a head coach. Was he a jerk, or what do you think of Coach Pera?
I love Coach Pera. He's the perfect coach. He's hard on you, and he loves you off the court. I mean, that's what
he's a nice guy. Yeah. He's a great guy.
Yeah.
Great guy. That's neat. But it's hard going through this. I mean, but you guys are all seven guys leave. Yeah. It's like, holy crap.
It's tough. I mean, and that's where the adversity strikes. But, like, this group of guys, obviously, we didn't have the great season. But anyone could have gave up and just packed it in, and we got better every game. I mean, if you look at the scores, it's close games. We're into our good teams. But ultimately, we're going to take the next step this year. We got more guys and more chemistry, so.
All right, so you came in here to shadow today to find out about this. I mean, this isn't really like a real job. You know that, Connor, right?
Yeah, that's perfect.
It's part, you know.
Life after sports, you get into this.
You got to work.
What do you tell me?
You got to put in 4 hours a day. You know that, right?
And then what do you do, John?
Golfer.
And then if you're poker. John, you golf.
Poker.
Sounds like the life.
Yeah. It ain't too bad.
Yeah.
So good luck with that. You want to do, is this something you're thinking about?
Yeah. After, you know, I also want to play professional, but afterwards, this is like my interest. I like the broadcasting. Obviously, here, it's awesome. I didn't really think about radio, more of TV than I talked to you about more about
that. That's also smart. Although, TV jobs are getting tougher just because of the way. But radio, I always tell people radio, TV, and writing. You got to be able to do all of them now. Got to be able to do video components because now everything's going to short videos. You got to be able to do podcast/radio, and then you have to be able to write.
Right.
All three of them. Because if you just do one, it's a lot harder to make it in the business now.
Right.
Everyone wants to do because everyone owns multiple platforms now. So that's how it goes.
Yeah.
But good.
Yeah. Like here, there's a video component. Obviously, we do the radio thing. And some of us write. Well, some of us publish on time. Others...
Yeah. I'm sorry, did you know?
No rules.
Raise your hand if you're doing 3 draft videos with Rob and Carl today for NFL draft videos. Oh, I'm sorry.
Did that?
I'm just going multi-platform.
How does what you're doing today affect what you should have turned in by 7 already?
Yeah. Would you like to read this article whenever they finally get it posted? You're going to read something amazing.
How are they going to post it?
I don't know. When they just hit the publish button, it's taken forever.
Have you sent it in?
Yes, it's sent in.
Are you sure about that?
Look at my computer.
Are you
a lot of browsers open, and none of them have an article on it.
Maybe is that because you haven't started it yet?
Forever.
Did you remember it was due today?
Yes.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I just had to put I had to put the boxes in, the tables. I put graphics in mine. Do you guys put graphics or pictures?
I would know if you put graphics in yours because I don't see it.
Because you don't read it.
No, because yeah, I went to the website.
You don't go to the website.
I just went to the website because mine's on the front page right now because I turned mine in on time.
I put a picture in when I was 18-year-old me. I wrote a letter to 18-year-old me, just like LeBron did.
Is that what you did? Oh, you did it a while back.
Yeah, when LeBron wrote his letter to him. Speaking of which, on the other side, I want to talk about Rookie of the Year and MVP.
And I knew this could become a little bit of an issue because
I think it's a real issue.
31 years old, and he's going for Rookie of the Year.
Rookie of the Year,
He's been injured for nine straight years.
Well, Donovan Mitchell had some interesting things to say, so we'll talk about that.
We'll that
Connor, we appreciate it.
I want to talk about my man, Lanny. So one of the things, Lanny's from Bill Advisor, you guys. I got somebody yesterday, Lanny, who said you guys saved him just on homeowners insurance alone. You had saved a guy on Twitter who just reached out to me, said you guys saved him over $2,170 on homeowners insurance alone. And then I saw the list of your homeowners. Now, for me, I saved $700. I was blown away. I couldn't have been more excited. You've got people out there saving $2,000 plus on homeowners. How are so many people getting crushed by homeowners insurance right now?
So look at this. Your first gut reaction was the same one I had. When I got the list for the week, I was immediately sent back. I'm like, come on, guys, really? Like, you're just trying to get this on the radio. And no, completely legit. And look, what I think it is with, I think it happens with all of your bills, and we've talked about this over time, but on homeowners insurance, you just pay the guy. Hey, I've got an agent. I like the guy, probably a good guy who's worked hard for you at some point, but it's just high, and I'm just used to, okay, that's what my bill costs with this company, but you don't take the time to go shopping around. And when you do, people save $1,175, $2,400, $3,100. It's insane. It's just insane. I can't even put another word to it.
Yeah, and with Bill Advisor, I tell people this all the time. When you text GO to 232323, they can get started on so many different bills. And you want them working on all the bills. And for you guys, at $12.99 per month for 1 year, you're looking at about a $1,500. $150 cost. People saving on average $800 to $900. Yeah, that's the average savings. I'm just here to tell you that I've talked to 10 to 12 different people, and eight of them I know personally who have saved $1,500 and it's $1,500 or more in one single season. You guys now are up to $3,400 of savings for me in 2 years. That's incredible.
It's absolutely incredible. And look, it's like we say, the average is $800 to $900. But when you're that guy who you have a family, right? You've got four kids. One of them has a cell phone. You're taking care of a parent. You've got a home. You've got a couple of cars. The savings start getting just huge for you because you have so much more for us to save on.
That's Lanny over at Bill Advisor. Make sure that you go to BillAdvisor.com or text GO to 232323. Let them start renegotiating your bills today and take advantage of amazing savings. And if they don't get it done for you, they will give you your money back and a $50 Amazon gift card. That's BillAdvisor.com.
Check it.
Come experience what 25 years of perfection tastes like at Saltgrass Steakhouse. Proud sponsors of the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is The Bench on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right, welcome back. 848 ESPN 97.5. John, Lance, and Delbert Heels going to join us here in just a little bit. This was a topic of conversation. I don't know who was on. But I'm listening to, not that they're good, they're really good, but some of the things that they talk about on Golic and Wingo. One of the things that they were talking about was the Rookie of the Year. They had an NBA guy in, I didn't catch who it was, but he said it's not even arguable who the Rookie of the Year is. It's a silly argument. It's Donovan Mitchell. He has done more. Unexpected. When you talk about the Jazz losing who they lost, They traded away Hood. They lost Gordon Hayward. If you said that that team would end up as the 3 seed in the West, and dude's carrying him. Now, he's, you know, they got some good players, but he has far and away been their best player and the biggest reason that they are where they are. Ben Simmons has more around him. They've been winning games. He said it, and I said this yesterday. I'm not all that impressed with this winning streak of Philadelphia because they're playing nobody.
But you can say that about every team in the league. There's not a 14-game winning streak where people are just playing killers because there aren't any killers in the league.
I've said that plenty,
so
too.
So every winning streak is invalidated.
Well, no, it's not invalidated, but you look at this winning streak.
How many games?
The Knicks, Memphis, Charlotte, Orlando.
How much are they winning? Like, how are they winning? Winning 14, 15 in a row is a big deal, but how are they winning? If you're not, you should be impressed if people are slapping other teams around.
Yeah.
And any time you string together 15, that's impressive. That's really impressive because it means you haven't been down. It means you're overcoming adversity. You're winning on the road.
And, oh, by the way, you're doing it without Joel Embiid, which is nice. I just really don't know that this is an indication of how they'll play in the postseason because they're going to play good teams now.
Look, Ben Simmons is a rookie based on all the stats. We've had it in baseball. Yuli Gurriel, he's a rookie. Like, wait, he played previously. Alex Bregman's a rookie. Wait. George Springer, whoever is, they played last year. They didn't play enough. Not enough plate appearances. So it should be the same thing for Ben Simmons. Donovan Mitchell, he was drafted 2 years ago. Well, he was it a year ago or 2 years ago?
Who?
Ben Simmons.
2 years ago.
It's been two?
Well, okay. I mean, no. It was two summers. Not last, yeah, this summer. The summer year. Before. He missed 1 year.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Embiid who missed 2.
Well, but Donovan Mitchell did say, okay, wait a minute. You got 3 days to study for a test or a year to study for a test? Who's going to do better?
He had an injury. Are you taking your test with a jacked up knee? Or are you perfectly healthy?
Yeah, but you still get to be around the NBA.
Yeah, part of the NBA and getting accustomed to being around it.
It's his rookie season. This is a no-brainer.
No, it's a rookie season. It's his rookie year. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's arguable who's having a better year.
Oh, you're arguing. Oh, I mean, you're talking basically 16. It's a 15-9 now. 16-8-8? That's pretty impressive for Ben Simmons.
Absolutely.
Shooting 54% from the field.
Has he been the guy that has carried the team?
Two steals. Yeah, Embiid's not playing in this winch. I mean, he's not playing a lot of this. He's been carrying him right now, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, but he's got J.J. Redick. And Embiid played a lot of the season. I mean, by the way, he's in the East. Now, there are more 50-win teams in the East.
We can't keep apologizing for who guys are playing. It's just how you play. And Ben Simmons has played well, and he's playing well during a win streak. Look, Philadelphia is going to be a really good team in the NBA. They're probably the new Golden State Warriors in terms of young talent, who they just accumulate a bunch of really good talent, and they're about to be really good. And they're going to get LeBron, too, by the way. LeBron James will be a Sixer, depending on what they can move, or if they even decide to do a sign-and-trade. You know, I don't know how that's even going to work when he opts out. But Donovan Mitchell's been great, too. Yeah, Donovan Mitchell averages 20 a game, shoots 44% from the field. He's got a score for them. He's not the most efficient guy. Ben Simmons at 54% is better. And I would argue at 34% three-point percentage, he's not shooting it great. He's shooting more volume. He doesn't average 4 assists, doesn't quite average 4 rebounds. Doesn't Ben Simmons have a bigger impact on games right now? They're both good rookies. They're both really good rookies. But I'm arguing for Ben Simmons. And Donovan Mitchell's argument is he's not a rookie anyway because he was this isn't his rookie season. It is his rookie season.
He didn't get to play. No, that's not even arguable anymore.
But Donovan Mitchell thinks it definitely is arguable.
Well, it's not arguable because that's how it works. I mean, if you didn't play, this is your rookie year.
Right.
That's all. So, I mean, that you can say that all you want, Donovan. Well, you wouldn't be the first guy.
I would point to in college football, how often are redshirt freshmen much more able, ready to go at quarterback than a true freshman?
Right, true. True. And they still win freshman of the year or all freshman team or whatever.
But I guess the Donovan Mitchell's point is, yeah, there is an advantage to taking a redshirt.
There might be, but you still have to play. You're mentally ready. There's lots of quarterbacks who are in the NFL who sit on the bench for a year, and when they come out and play, they stink.
But I just use college football as an example because it's the one that pops in my head. What you look at true redshirt freshmen who go on to great success
typically helps,
as opposed to the true freshmen. Now it's a different sport.
Of course, then again, you're right. Maybe, you know, Ben Simmons is also Well, he is 21 now. He's about to be 22.
The rule is the rule, so they'll vote however they want to vote. But I do buy into being in the NBA despite not playing is an advantage because you get accustomed to the NBA life before a rookie does.
How about Ben Simmons is old school? He's more like old school DeMar DeRozan, where he knows he can't shoot threes. He's shot 11 for the year, and he's 0 for 11. He's like, I can't shoot from three. I'm not even going to try to shoot from three, which I respect that.
Yeah.
I respect the fact that he knows this isn't my thing.
Well, I'm not going to do this. He was a terrible shooter at
LSU.
And
he's a bad free throw shooter, too, at 55%.
Yeah.
That's not great.
No. He's not a good shooter. He's just not. And that's the reason his field goal percentage is so high is because that's all he shoots is layups.
He's 2.5 to 1 assist to turnover as a rookie. I mean, is there any doubt he's going to be a great player?
When he shoots well, as a rookie, he's got Magic Johnson
type numbers.
When he actually learns to shoot?
Yeah. And he will learn to shoot. Magic couldn't shoot either. Magic couldn't shoot, and no one was shooting threes anyway back then. They had just put the 3-point shot in, and no one was even shooting threes back then. They were like, this is dumb. Why are we going to shoot from this far when we can get 12 footers? And Daryl Morey was born and started immediately like, this is the worst league ever. where's my bottle? This is the dumbest. These guys are the dumbest guys ever. They're not shooting threes. Little baby Daryl Morey knew more than 1981 basketball players.
Little baby Daryl Morey thought to himself, man, all this talk about winning championships, that's not important. We should just cherish our regular season and see what happens.
No, he didn't think that.
Mike D'Antoni thinks that. Oh. Mike D'Antoni was old in 1981, okay?
No, he wasn't.
No, he wasn't.
He wasn't old in 81. Stop.
You sure? Anyway, so
Mike D'Antoni's wife, not only does she listen to some sports talk shows, Mike D'Antoni's wife knows
sharp.
A lot about basketball.
Did you see her on...
Yeah, I got to talk to her the other night before Morey's play. Dude, we were talking about minutes. She goes, you know, all these people talking about resting the players. No, they're not getting rested anymore because you see what happens is like, wow. And she was rolling off. She goes, PJ Tucker, what he's been able to do with not just his ability to guard multiple positions, but his ability to become a leader on the court and to get James to buy in defensively. I'm like, man. She either really listens to everything Mike D'Antoni is saying, or she is a real hoop head. And I think she's just a basketball junkie is what I think.
There's another option. She's much like you, and she's a Red Rowdy.
She is? Oh.
You mean follow the best team in basketball?
Red Rowdy.
Thanks.
With her thunder stick.
I'll be the guy.
Mrs. D'Antoni's up there.
She's
with
got
her
a red wig on, and she and Lance like, oh,
MVP.
And Lance like, oh, I forgot my thunder sticks, and she hands MVP. Him her two extra ones.
No, we're talking about real stuff. We don't just blindly. We're talking about defense. Real, you can't talk. It's not 9 o'clock yet.
No, I'm jumping in real quick. No. Did you ask her about the?
He's on. He's on.
Oh, did you ask her about?
Wait a minute. Turn his mic off.
Rookie of the year.
There it is.
No, I didn't ask her about rookie of the year.
Is she a hoop head or is she a rocket head?
Well, we were just talking rockets because that was the topic. She doesn't.
Well,
she's like, why do I care? She's
I'll bet she'll have an idea. I'll bet she'll have an opinion on it.
That's she knows. No, she's. But that's out. I mean, she's very sharp.
Yeah,
she goes, well, Lance, I'm glad you asked me about rookie of the year because individual awards for the regular season are far more important.
Johnson is a rookie. 18 points a game, 7.7 rebounds, and 7.3 assists.
Do you think
And he shot 53% from the field.
She shares her husband's approach about the regular season stuff. You think she feels that way?
What are you talking about?
Well, you heard
when we come back. When we come back, we'll find out exactly what Mike D'Antoni said.
Do the Rockets even have? She probably said, "Well, they should eliminate it. The Rockets don't have any rookies. Do they have a rookie?" They don't have a rookie.
The Rockets don't have rookies.
Yeah, Clint Capella. They're going to try to classify him as a rookie to win the rookie
Rockets
of the year.
Rockets don't have rookies. Yeah. They trade picks away.
This is his first year that he's actually playing minutes like an NBA player. So they're going to classify him as a rookie.
Daryl Morey.
They're going to try to sweep everything.
Daryl Morey's one of those guys who understands, if you're a top eight pick, we'll draft you. If you're not, you're a commodity.
Is Chris Paul a rookie? Because I feel like all Rockets fans have forgotten that he was a – they hated him previously, and they're going to pretend like he's just clean. So can Chris Paul win Rookie of the Year? Is this his
first
year?
Is Pat Beverly going to be Rookie of the Year for the Clippers? Because I'm sure they used to hate him.
Maybe next year because he's hurt.
Well, I'm sure they used to hate him, so maybe he's Rookie of the Year.
I'm just asking if they've forgotten that Chris Paul is John Stockton incarnated.
Well, can Richard Sherman be Rookie of the Year for the San Francisco 49ers? Because trust me when I tell you they hated him.
Jed York
blocked him on Twitter, and then he's like,
I don't think it. If they asked him, hey, you remember when Richard Sherman was yelling at Michael Krabs? He'd be like, no, I don't remember that happening. I don't remember. Is Chris Paul a flopper? No. He's not a flopper, right?
No, he's our flopper.
No, he's not a flopper.
Yes. Chris Paul's not a flopper. He's just aggressive. He's just, he plays with an edge, Dell.
Is Chris Paul a nut puncher?
He is an edgy player. He plays with an edge.
Does Chris Paul punch?
He's scrappy.
All right, go to break.
He has punched in the nuts before. Yes, he has punched in the nuts.
Can you please bring Sports Map on?
People who deserve to be punched in the nuts got punched in the nuts.
Right here on ESPN 97.5. What kind of Mexican place did they like? Then they're going to get kicked in the nuts.
ESPN 97.5.
This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.